Maidstone, Maidstone Kin Club and Lloydminster Kinet Club have received the Kin Community Award for their joint efforts on projects in their communities. With member power being low to run community events, Maidstone Kin and Lloydminster Kinets partnered to help each other succeed. In September, the Lloyd Kinets ran a ladies' night event and Maidstone Kin helped run the bar. In December, the Maidstone Kin hosted their annual community Christmas party and Lloyd Kinets returned the favor. Both clubs have made efforts throughout the last year to ensure events move forward with success to support the community's greatest needs. Thank you for all you do. Cruz Harrison broke his wrist while in Red Deer on the weekend for hockey with Lloydminster Athletics and missed his first game in 10 years. Best wishes for a quick recovery, Cruz. As the saying goes, you can't keep a good man down. Darius Blyth and Jackson Rowlands participated in the Provincial Men's Bowling Championship in Prince Albert January 7 and 8. Although they're technically in youth bowling, this was a good opportunity to get a taste of the big leagues and prepare them for greater things to come. Local league bowling is underway again this week after a holiday break. Maidstone Gully Multiple 4-H Club's monthly general meeting was held January 9 at Waseca Community Hall with 19 of the 21 members present. Following the pledge, roll call, minutes and treasurer's report, special reports were read. Mickey for curling practice, Logan for district curling, and Sayday for the Christmas party. Brinley and Sayday's demo for vintage cooking was on the importance, in the past, of sifting ingredients for baking. The Cats Project demo by Olivia involved labeling the parts of a cat and coloring it in. Upcoming activities are Science Day in Moose Jaw January 14, North Battleford Swimming Pool and Fieldhouse January 29, Sledding, Curling and Paint Night February 19, 2 p.m. until you want to leave. We will help cater a supper at Pine Island Suites January 21 and do a pizza sale in February. Four seniors are going to regional curling and the juniors placed second. Our next general meeting is on February 7 in Waseca. Submitted by Sayday Mosier. Gary and Kathy Franks won Maidstone Ice Arena's Canadian Trip of the Month draw for this month's Rocky Mountaineer Rail Tour. Winner of the $125 ticket money back was Brad Empey. Tickets are available until January 31 with a maximum of 400 to be sold. There are still 12 big prizes and 11 money-back prizes to be won. Next month's draw is February 6 for a Niagara Falls getaway. Maidstone Senior Jets played at home against Turtleford January 6, losing 5-4 in overtime, a great game. On January 7, they played away versus Battleford's Beaver Blues and lost 9-2. They'll face off January 14 against Redberry Raiders in Blaine Lake. The U18 Maidstone Jets game in Maidstone against Paradise Hill on January 9 was an unfortunate 5-0 loss. Their next game is on January 14 in Neilburg. Maidstone Minor Hockey Day is Saturday, January 21. All minor hockey teams will be featured on the ice during the day. Remember to bring a non-perishable item for the food bank collection table and get your tickets for the $1 prize table and the progressive 50-50 draw. If you would like to donate a prize for the table, let the Maidstone Minor Hockey Group know. The schedule of games is 8 to 10 a.m. U9 Blue vs. U9 White, 10 a.m. to noon, U11 White vs. U11 Blue, noon to 2 p.m. U13 vs. Lashburn, 2:30 to 4:30 p.m. U15 vs. Meadow Lake 2, 5 to 7 p.m. U18 vs. Pearsland, 8 to 10:30 p.m. Senior Jets vs. Neilburg.